Last week, we told you about a linguist in the National Guard who speaks Arabic, Korean, and some Persian. Those are languages the U.S. military desperately needs American servicemen and women to speak. But linguist Dan Choi was facing discharge under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Well, a military board did, in fact, recommend a discharge for Choi. That's because Choi declared that he was gay. The Don't Ask policy has cost the military 300 linguists over the years. But the armed forces continue to try to recruit foreign language speakers. One of the more recent efforts is a program to attract native speakers, immigrants who've lived in the country for at least 2 years. Jason Struther reports from Brooklyn, New York.
A small battalion of cardboard cutout soldiers greets you at the Army recruiting station in the Bay Ridge section of Brooklyn. The live personnel are on the phone, making calls to potential recruits.
What I am going
to
do is I'm going to ask you some eligibility questionnaires real quick. Just takes about 2 minutes of your time, and I'll let you go, okay? All righty. Okay, Tina, currently, are you a U.S. citizen or a green card holder?
Every year, thousands of non-citizens join the Army. By enlisting, they get put on a fast track to American citizenship. Bay Ridge Station's Sergeant Alejandro Campos was naturalized after joining in 2002 and serving two deployments in Iraq. His family moved to New York from the Dominican Republic when he was 8 years old.
I actually didn't even know you could become a citizen after you joined the military. After I joined, college wasn't going my direction. You know, I just decided to change. I just needed a difference in my life.
Until recently, only citizens or permanent residents with green cards were eligible to serve. But earlier this year, the Defense Department started a pilot program here in New York. It's since expanded to Los Angeles. It's called the Military Accessions Vital to National Interest Program, or MAVNI. The goal is to recruit 1,000 visa-holding immigrants for all three branches of the service. A few hundred slots are reserved for healthcare professionals, but the rest are for speakers of foreign languages deemed to be at a critical shortage amongst the military's ranks. Lieutenant Colonel Margaret Stock of the U.S. Army Reserves helped develop the program.
Each service has a list of languages that they consider to be important. Projections for possible humanitarian missions, ongoing operations. So it's basically a list that consolidates a lot of potential needs as well as current needs.
The languages, considered important, aren't just Arabic, Farsi, and Pashto. They also include Moro, a language of the Philippines, and Igbo in Yoruba, both spoken in West Africa. Korean is also on the list. That's what got Mr. Kim interested in MAVNI. Army policy allows us to only use his family name. Kim is a 30-year-old student at Virginia Tech, one semester away from earning a degree in mechanical engineering.
I heard the news on the newspaper, Korean newspaper, and then I thought it was too late because if it's in the Korean newspaper, so many Koreans reading this article already, right?
Turns out Kim was onto something. Of all the immigrant groups targeted by MAVNI, South Koreans have shown the greatest interest. Colonel Stock says the MAVNI program hasn't spent much on advertising. The plan is to let immigrant communities spread the word on blogs and other media. Stock says she didn't anticipate that tech-savvy Koreans would flood the system so quickly.
And we wanted a little more diversity. So what we did was we did not cap the number of Koreans. We simply created priorities for the different languages.
As for future soldier Kim, he'll be sent off to basic training in October. He says he's ready for whatever the Army assigns him, even if that means it sends him back home.
There's got to be something that I can be helpful for the U.S. Army and Korea relations.
But Kim may not get to use his language skills anytime soon. He's starting out as an airplane mechanic. Military officials say MAVNI recruits can't work in intelligence jobs until they become U.S. citizens. For The World, I'm Jason Struther, Brooklyn, New York.